653 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Robert McConaughey. On Friday, November 16, 1840, you will be hanged by the neck until you are dead, dead, dead. And may God have mercy upon your soul. The execution and confession. Though repeatedly urged by the clergyman who attended him during the trial to confess his guilt, Robert McConaughey continually refused, entertaining the belief that if he did not confess, he would escape being hanged. He persisted in his refusal until the very last moment. He was brought forth to the place of execution, and although he shuddered at the sight of the scaffold and death, he turned a deaf ear to all entreaties designed to lead him to a confession of his guilt. The drop fell, and it was thought he had gone into the eternal world. But providentially the rope broke. He was yet upon the shores of time. Another rope was brought, and he was again placed upon the scaffold. Being now deprived of all hope of life, he called his father-in-law to him, and having asked and obtained his forgiveness, made the following full confession. I am in the 31st year of my age. I did not have the advantages of education. I could read a little in print, but not in writing. Oh, had I been better informed, it would have been better with me today. I was not in the habit of going to church. Seldom have I been in a church. I had determined to take my woman to church the Sabbath after I was arrested and have my children baptized. Oh, had I read this book, the scripture, I should not have been so wicked. I was also much given to swearing. I was not a drunkard, but did drink sometimes, and was a few times drunken. I was not long in making up my mind to commit this murder, about 2 weeks, as near as I can recollect. I killed George first. I beat him with the supple of a flail and left him wounded. I thought he was dead, but I found he was not. I then choked him to death. I then took little Dave out into the woods. I knocked him down with a little stick and choked him to death. George hollered and screamed a great deal. I then went back to the house and took Jacob and told him the boys were gunning back there. I then shot him as he was going on before me. I killed him dead. He was shot with only one ball, I think, but I did not load the gun. I say this because it was testified in court that he was killed with two balls. I went back to see if the two boys, George and David, were dead. I found them dead. After I had killed George, I would not have gone any further if little Dave had not come out to me. It is understood by this that David came out to meet him as he was returning from the murder of George. I then went back to the barn to see if I could get any chance at them in the house, but could not. I then went to the house and took Elizabeth and led her out to gather strawberries. She had a little bucket, and I had a pan. I beat her on the head with stones and then put my foot upon her neck and choked her to death. I then went back to the barn and sat there a while.